Cell phone footage shows police killing unarmed black people. Protesters take to the streets, rinse and repeat for a decade. Why?
Everyone moves on.
A blunt reminder that we've been here before on Code Switch from NPR.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. So at the end of every month, the NPR Music team picks their favorite albums and songs, and we share them with the team. And everyone has their own really specific passions, and they vary widely. So on this edition of All Songs Considered, the voices of NPR Music and their quintessential picks for the month of May. We begin with NPR Music's Serena Turos.
My favorite album this month is Best Wishes by Maita, and that's spelled M-A-I-T-A. Maita is an indie rock band based in Portland, Oregon, and helmed by singer-songwriter Maria Maita Kepler, who actually entered our Tiny Desk contest in 2018 with the song Japanese Waitress, which is also featured on this album, but the song I want to play for you is called A Beast. Maria has this moody voice and storytelling style. She has this penchant for opening verses that sound like a warning, like the tale of a doomed cowboy, but I'd say most of the songs on Best Wishes are actually pretty hopeful. This is an album that's, at least to me, a clear-eyed look at growing up and holding yourself responsible for actively creating the life you want to live instead of just waiting around for it to happen. So here's Maita with A Beast off their debut album, Best Wishes.
I do not speak of the ache in my shoulders. They bear the burdens I've willingly paid for. You have your own, they live deep in the folds of your cynical mind like mice. I have been bit by them two times or thrice, and the skin on my hand became tough to the touch. Now they sleep deeply, you oil the crease of my palm. And in all my dreams, I'm more careful than kind. Keep my two hands clean and my tongue on nice. And I dare you and dare you to fool me twice. I'd pay any price to be right. Cause you didn't speak until it got real bad. You didn't speak, then you broke what you had.
I never could forget, but I forgive. I'm Ann Powers, critic for NPR Music, and Eve Owens' Don't Let the Ink Dry is my pick for the best album of May. There are albums that create an environment for the listener to enter into. You know, it's not just the hook of the song or the meaning of the lyrics. It's the whole experience of encountering someone's voice, really connecting with their dreams. And that's what happens for me when I listen to Eve Owens' debut album, Don't Let the Ink Dry. Working with the producer, Aaron Dessner, this 20-year-old singer and songwriter has just opened up her own subconscious for us in a very beautiful and deep way. Listen to Bluebird and hear the poeticism, but also the adventurousness of what she's doing. It's quiet, it's subtle, but man, is she taking chances. And I am very grateful for this world she's offered us.
My scars as hooks, I flew above the make-believe paint dog mask, invaded good. The land rippled into itself, its ate, attacked, buried itself, as I soared with the bluebird to save a land. I shed my
Hey, my name is Rodney Carmichael, and I cover hip-hop for NPR Music. And my pick for the month is a cat out of Atlanta named Deontay Hitchcock, who dropped his major label debut this month. It's titled Better, which in a lot of ways, I guess, summarizes the state of his career coming from independent artist mode, who's been productive over the last few years, dropped a really standout verse on J. Cole's Dreamville project last year. And I really like this album because, I mean, this dude is so honest, and there's a level of vulnerability and humor and just honesty that I think is a little too rare nowadays on the rap side. I'm really looking forward to what he does in the future, and he's really one to watch for me coming out of Atlanta. Deontay Hitchcock, check him out. That first song I remember is a great way to start off an album. You really kind of get a sense of his come up on that track. Check it out.
Through our past transgressions, all my dogs still reckless. Niggas, I ain't living crooked just to make sure we was straight. I empty my checkers, wouldn't ask no questions, cause I love them, they're my brothers, man, I know they can relate. I remember shows in Texas back when the venue name was long as my set list. Shit was killing me, I just couldn't express it. Grateful for what they gave me, but in my heart of heart, just couldn't accept that I done felt every type of feeling but death. Remember back when my bank account was so empty, I was too scared to check it, and now I'm checking there, check out my checklist. Benjamin Frank or Aretha, don't really care, just know you gotta respect it. This ain't no accident, I've been moving wrecks. Walter Payton, Barry Sandhagen, I ran through my advance just to put my fam up and have my pockets sitting low. Doing shows across the country, making next to fucking nothing, still paying everybody, riding with me on the road. Weighing heavy on my mental, making sure we clean the rental. Incidental, just another thing a nigga can't afford. Bank account been overdrafted, shouting new that I ain't have it. I ain't asking, but she had me, so I got her, that's for sure. And what you know about them late nights in the studio, up from 8 to 8, like, fuck it, we really finna be great. Man, I ain't been to my barber in like 2 months, but I've been trying to get this tape right, looking like what the fuck is a break. I swear these niggas been stepping on me so long that I lit up like a brake light. Flip the script just like the omelets at Lakeside before they fired me, man. A message to those that these songs end up reaching the second you find out your worth and increases. I remember stressing, praying, hoping, waiting for my bad days to go away. It's like they never thought I would see. I remember riding dirty when my motherfucking gas gauge was broke. Ain't even know that bitch was riding on E. I remember dropping out of college, watching all my classmates on go. I'm sorry, mama, I ain't got my degree. I remember stressing out about it all, and then the cash came, and now I'm still exactly who I thought I would be. And I remember everything. I remember everything. If I said it out of living, nigga, how could I forget it? I remember everything.
Hello, everyone. I'm Stephanie Fernandez. I'm a contributor to NPR Music and Alt Latino. My favorite release this month is Busca Bulla's album Regresa, which means come back or return. This duo is Raquel Berríos and Luis Alfredo del Valle. They're both from Puerto Rico and met in New York, where they started their band and their family. In 2017, though, they moved back to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria and found a very different home than the one they left. I love this album because it creates this sacred space for anyone who, if you're like me, is generally always longing for your tropical home. But it paints a stunning, complicated picture of Puerto Rico in particular, its histories of love and struggle through natural disasters and colonialism. But it also magically distills the reasons why returning to the places we come from is so vital. This song, Club Tú y Yo, which means Club You and I, is a love song between the two. And in it, Berrío sings about sticking together after their return, when everything on the island has changed.
Los años estoy yo mirando al olvido, duerme con ruido, solo tú y yo, siempre, solo los dos, siempre. Jugando a los villanos. Afloja los dos, buscando equilibrio, cayendo al peligro, solo tú y yo.
Music of Busca Buya, as we look at our favorite songs from NPR Music contributors this past month of May. We'll continue with some ambient music and some joy in the next part of All Songs Considered. We'll take a quick break, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp, a truly affordable online counseling service. Fill out a questionnaire online and get matched with a licensed counselor best suited to your mental health needs. Whether it's depression, anxiety, or trauma, BetterHelp will help you overcome what stands in the way of your happiness. Learn more at BetterHelp.com and get 10% off your first month with promo code SONGS. BetterHelp. Get help anytime, anywhere.
I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered. We are taking a moment to think about the music we love most in the month of May. We continue now with NPR Music's Andrew Flanagan.
The fact that I'm recording this must mean it's the end of May, but that cannot be right. My name is Andrew Flanagan, and I'm an editor for NPR Music. The album that struck me most this month is from an Australian artist named Madeline Kokolas. I listen to a lot of ambient music at home as a way to wallpaper my daily existence and round out those sharp corners. It does such a lovely job of kind of swaddling my brain and wrapping me in bubble wrap, not making any strong claims to my attention. When I first played this album, titled Ithaca, I thought it would be doing exactly that. What I found instead over these eight songs was Kokolas subtly using repetition as a way to kind of establish a baseline before making these really surprising, arresting, still unobtrusive, emotional theses, claims on our attention. It's the rare ambient record that stays in that lane while expanding what you think it can do. This is Across the Ocean, But Not Yet by Madeline Kokulas. Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Tom Heisinger from NPR Music, and I've got a cool East meets West groove for you called Love Avalanche. Who can resist that title, right? It pairs the multi-Grammy-winning classical guitarist Sharon Isbin with the Indian sarod master Ayan Ali Bangash. He's the son of the great Amjad Ali Khan, part of seven generations of virtuosos on the sarod, which is a lute-like instrument in Hindustani music in northern India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. It's a little bit smaller than a sitar. And what I love about the piece is that it's in this kind of light Indian style where you can actually hum along with the melody. And I also love the dialogue back and forth between Sharon's guitar and Ayan's sarod. Sharon starts out with a melody, Ayan follows, and sometimes they play in a kind of harmony. And with most Indian classical music, it's highly sensual. And that can be both in a spiritual way and in a kind of sexy way. So here's Love Avalanche from the new album called Strings for Peace by guitarist Sharon Isbin and Ayan Ali Bangash. Thank you.
This is Nate Chinen, director of editorial content at WBGO and a regular contributor to NPR Music. And my top album of May 2020 is called Angels Around. It's by the Kurt Rosenwinkel Trio. Kurt Rosenwinkel is one of the leading jazz guitarists on the scene and has been for some time. He will turn 50 later this year. And this trio features him with an Italian bassist named Dario De Ida and a great drummer named Gregory Hutchinson. The band has been together for several years, and I think you can hear what's special about them on this track, which is a cover of the Joe Henderson song Punjab. You know, there's often a fallacy in jazz that innovation and sort of the historical tradition are at odds. I think in the hands of Kurt Rosenwinkel and this trio, you really see how much of a falsehood that is. This music is rooted and it's utterly new, and it sounds great. Thank you.
I'm Stephen Thompson from NPR Music and Pop Culture Happy Hour. Something like 10 or 12 of my favorite songs of May 2020 are all on the same album. It's my album of the summer for sure, and no doubt many summers to come. It's called Everything Changes in the End by a Scottish band called Vistas. And this thing has been such a mood lifter for me. Every time I play one of these songs, I feel between 20 and 200% better instantly. The songs on Everything Changes in the End are big, bright, uplifting, maximalist joy engines. We are talking hand claps, shout along vocals, those little pauses right before a song slams into a great big chorus. I've listened to Vista's music while sitting on the floor of a closet and felt like I was driving on the Autobahn. So there you go. Let's hear The Love You Give by Vistas from a wonderful new album called Everything Changes in the End.
That's it for All Songs Considered. Sign up to our newsletter, npr.org/newsletter, and you can find out more about what's coming up on All Songs Considered and what's going on NPR Music, including some really cool Tiny Desk contest stuff. Stay tuned. Top Shelf is what it's called, and there are live events, and, well, you'll find out in the newsletter. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It is All Songs Considered.